Now we turn to a woman who rates books. Oprah Winfrey's book club continues turning unknown authors into superstars, and her latest selection is the novel Ruby by first-time author Cynthia Bond. Here's Karen Grigsby Bates from NPR's Code Switch team.
Like a lot of writers, Cynthia Bond has scrimped and struggled while trying to complete her work. She says for years, as a divorced single mom, she tried to figure out how to stretch her grocery money, buying plain wrap items as her 9-year-old daughter pleaded with her to buy name brand cereal. Then she got a phone call from Oprah Winfrey, and suddenly there was money for groceries and the future of a cherished childhood tradition was assured.
I wrote this song after the book, after they decided to publish it, and it was The Tooth Fairy Ain't Broke No More, you know? It was like, Tooth Fairy ain't broke no more, she got money when she flies in the door. Because it was like...
Bond is celebrating with the four women who make up her writing group. They're in Bond's pale yellow house about an hour outside Los Angeles. Laptops are open on the big dining room table, and Bond's handsome black cat, Prince Paws, carefully picks his way among the power cords that snake across the floor. This is the first time the group has met since Bond was named the next Oprah author, and she's taking a little heat from keeping her good news from them.
And I couldn't tell you guys.
I know.
That was the thing that was so hard. I couldn't
keep this from
anybody.
Well, her mom, and that was about it. Bond's debut novel, Ruby, is part of a planned trilogy. It's set in an all-black hamlet called Liberty Township in East Texas.
Ruby Bell was a constant reminder of what could befall a woman whose shoe heels were too high.
Ruby Bell is a beautiful woman whose beauty has attracted terrible things and people to her. Her experiences have driven her mad.
She wore gray like rain clouds and wandered the red roads in bared feet, calluses thick as boot leather, her hair caked with mud, blackened nails as if she had scratched the slate of night.
There's racial tension, sexual violence, and human trafficking in this book, bleak stuff encased in hauntingly beautiful language. Oprah Winfrey says by the end of the first page, she was hooked.
Who doesn't want to know who that is and where she came back from New York City and she's walking barefoot in the red clay and she's, you know, naked and mud's in her hair? I just went, who is that? And who writes like that?
Cynthia Bond does, drawing on memories of her own experience as an abuse survivor. Other inspiration from Ruby came from a whispered family story of a gorgeous aunt who was murdered by white vigilantes because she had a white lover. Her killers were never brought to justice. And some of the book's graphic sexual violence was influenced by devastating tales Bond heard when she conducted writing workshops with abused and runaway children. The work took a toll, but it also had a silver lining.
I got so burned out at one point that I had to take time off, and I was on disability for a little stretch, you know, for a stretch of time, and that's when I did the first draft.
With encouragement from her writing group, Bond finished a manuscript. Random House published Ruby in 2014 in a modest print run of 15,000. Then came the Oprah call. This even though Winfrey wondered if Ruby would be too harrowing a read for some of her book club fans. So she tested the waters.
I gave a copy to a couple of people whose opinions I trust, and I asked them to read it. And they were like, "You, Karen, this is pretty harrowing." And I say, "Yeah, it is, but these things happened."
Winfrey says she stepped out on faith and made the commitment. The book club paperback run is 250,000. Because today's market is much more segmented than when the original book club began, Winfrey is personally promoting Ruby in her magazine, on her cable network, and in interviews like this. She knows the book will be hard for some readers to take, but she says they should recognize it was difficult for Bond, too.
If she could write it, we can read it.
Cynthia Bond says the sexual trafficking of children and teens is a grim reality she wants to make visible to the rest of us.
I've watched this. I've seen this. I know that there are girls in little rooms right now who are being abused, and some of them will never make it out of those rooms.
Bond wrote Ruby to bear witness for the girls who don't make it out, and to encourage the girls who do to believe that even after such dark experiences, there can be light. Maybe not immediately, but eventually. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.